Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Baltimore. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer Consultants are standing by. Take caller 9 now, 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Northern Ireland called the cops after a drug dealer gave her brown sugar instead of cocaine.
Yay.
How would you get those two confused?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Well, it depends. Was the drug dealer black? Because I'm going to give you some brown sugar instead of cocaine. But I'm assuming it wasn't that scenario.
Just what kind of dirty cocaine did you think that you were getting?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, cocaine should be white.
I thought it was brown cocaine.
You can't even break up brown sugar if it was packed like cocaine. It's so hard.
Like, if you have a box of brown sugar, it is in that shape.
I mean, you just got to go with it. You got to chisel it off.
But then again, what kind of drug dealer says, ooh, I'm going to trick this person to use brown sugar?
Well, it's the same kind of drug dealer that says, ooh, I'm going to sell them blue meth.
What color is meth? Reference.
Yeah, I don't know what... What color is meth?
Breaking Bad meth.
Yeah,
it's from
Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
According to Breaking Bad, real other meth is like clear, but really high.
The good stuff.
The good stuff is blue.
Okay.
If you do it right, a different way. Breaking Bad. A grandma in Georgia held a robber.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
A grandma in Georgia held a robber at gunpoint earlier this month, and her call to 911 is getting lots of attention because she sounds like an action hero. A grandmother in Georgia held a robber at gunpoint.
She sounds like an action hero?
What, in her actions or what she sounded like?
What she sounded like. Basically, okay. Just how she called it. I wonder if she used a catchphrase. I'm not working on it. I have no idea.
Right. I'm a 78-year-old woman. I have a thief here in my house. I am holding him at gunpoint. Quickly, dispatch the authorities.
With my magic belt.
Get the cops here, stat.
I have my bat gun.
I have him under control.
I'll be on my way in about 3 hours.
It's in the sheriff.
Yeah, she's probably a smoker.
You broke into the wrong house, pal. Today's not a good day for you.
Sounds like an action hero. She has emphysema.
An officer in California was hit by a drunk driver while trying to arrest a different drunk driver.
That works out better for the first guy.
Right. Luckily, he did survive.
Good.
Criminy.
Drunken highway. Good Lord.
There appears to be a problem in California.
Well, you know you set up your police in the right area when that happens.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's 1:45 a.m. It's right. You know, like every dark road, everything you would expect. Bar down the street.
A 14-year-old kid in Tennessee managed to build a functional nuclear reactor.
That's really comforting.
He's the youngest person to achieve nuclear fusion.
Was he doing this for science class or did he say, hey, Mom, Dad, look what I did in the basement?
Maybe his target should be like cancer.
Right.
Help us out there, kid.
Yeah, exactly. You're that smart, buddy. Come on.
A couple was mugged outside of a McDonald's in San Francisco for their McChicken sandwich.
That's all they wanted.
That's all they wanted. Give me that McChicken.
Give me that McChicken. Like a dollar?
Yes.
But why pay when you can just steal it?
And they are delicious. I do like me a McChicken.
Would you rob someone of a McChicken?
If they weren't looking.
No, because you wouldn't want to take that delicious McChicken away from them. They're looking so much
for it. Yeah, but I'm going to eat. I wouldn't take away something delicious from someone if I'm just going to throw it away. But if I'm going to eat it, then I don't mind taking it from you.
Yeah. I just can't believe you robbed somebody for the value menu. I know.
Right? If it was like one of those big crispy chicken
sandwiches.
Right,
it's like a giant, if it's like a Big Mac or like a 20-piece nugget. Like, I get it. Those things add up.
Like, you can't come up with a dollar.
We're talking about a dollar McChicken, man. They might have bought you one.
It's like robbing the dollar store for merchandise.
Right?
Yeah, like, do the cops even follow up on that? Like,
Sir, you got robbed for a dollar.
Sorry, man.
This one's a bit of a whirlwind. A pastor in Iowa was arrested for getting in a car chase and shooting at his own daughter. A pastor in Iowa arrested for getting into a car chase with his daughter and actually shot her. Shot at her. Apparently, he was trying to stop her from going to fight someone.
What, did he shoot the tires out of her car?
He was shooting at the car. Yeah, that's my guess.
All right, well.
I'm going to say there's some anger.
Like a safe
Don't go! Come back! Don't do violence.
Don't do violence. So I'm going to act super violent.
Exactly. Right, yeah. It's like I'm a set of Dukes of Hazzard or something.
Jesus Christ.
A Ring camera video.
And I don't know why, but Mike, you're right. The fact that it's a pastor is just like, what?
Right?
What's going on?
You doing all right, guys?
Call me Father Smith and Wesson.
A Ring camera video in Florida shows an Amazon driver dropping off a package and then immediately stealing it.
Well, it got there.
Sure. And now so like he waited
to go to where a camera is to steal something he already had.
Do they know what it is?
God,
I mean, do they already have an idea of what's in the package?
I wonder if they can look at who sent it, and maybe that'll give them a good idea.
Remember some of the return addresses?
Yeah, if it says Apple on it or something like that.
Sure.
It says Apple, and the name from Trader Joe's. Guess what, dog?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't showing up.
Size of a book.
Right.
I get it then. Maybe.
Yeah, I think some companies just have their logos all outside the box.
Although, actually, to be fair, man, if you've ordered something from Amazon, you could order... Hell, I don't like you say order an iPad. When they send it to you, it's in the size of a goddamn moving box packed full of peanuts.
A couple in Arkansas drove a homeless man 600 miles to Illinois to reunite him with his family who believed that he was dead.
Oh, I thought you could say, be homeless somewhere else.
600 miles.
Get the hell out.
Good to see you again, Uncle Billy.
I thought we left you in Arkansas.
You left us and said you were never coming home again. We just hadn't heard from you, so we assumed something happened.
What is it we keep driving you back? Oh. What do we have to do?
Exactly.
Maybe we need to move.
We left you at the rest stop.
How to take a sweet story and just crap all over it.
Great, he's back.
A man in Maryland.
What are they doing back?
Turn off the lights!
It's like a dog.
Put a moving sign out front. A man in Maryland got a fortune cookie that said it was his lucky day. Ready for this, Miles?
Yeah.
He bought a lottery ticket and won $100,000.
Oh, yeah. It is his lucky day. Fortune cookie nailed it.
So Miles,
I thought I was going to say, I sneezed in your rice.
You need to have more Chinese food. That's your strategy.
I could do that. No problem in that.
I feel like it's kind of funny. You should probably eat more of it when you lived in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, God. It's so good.
All right.
Yeah, well, it's the American.
It's a version of it, yeah.
Chinese food.
It's deep fried. There's probably like armpit hair, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
There's whiskers in the wontons. You don't care.
They've got lo mein. They've got crab rangoon.
There's a cat paw on the bottom of your noodles, and you don't care.
It's so good.
A woman was golfing in Florida on Saturday and hit a shot that was headed toward the water.
Mm-hmm.
Until an alligator jumped up and snatched the ball out of midair with its mouth.
And it did.
Damn.
How does that count?
I'll tell you how it counts, because I read this today. Yeah. I had no idea.
If right, the ball, it didn't go in the water,
correct.
Hazard, right?
So that is not a stroke.
Yes.
Because the animal took the ball out of midair and grabbed it in its mouth, the ball did not technically go in the water, and you get a free drop.
Yep.
Golf is one of the few sports from the point of entry into the water. Golf is one of the few sports where an alligator is beneficial to your game.
Wait a minute.
If an alligator unexpectedly shows up during your sport, this is good for you.
So, Miles, right? She has to go and take a drop next to the alligator?
No, she has to drop from the point of entry into the water.
Right, which is the alligator's mouth.
Well, the alligator came out of the water, but that wasn't the point of entry.
But he's in the water right there, so now you're on the shore.
Yeah, right,
so
next to a dead alligator who's
hungry.
You
drive from here. You hit the ball in the water, the alligator catches the ball.
Yeah, but the time it takes me to walk down,
you
got to
hit the ball there. So you got to.
Yeah, why do you think he's going to swim over there?
The thing walked out of the lake and then stood on the side of the bank and got a picture of it with a pink flying lady in its mouth. Like, seriously, got a pink golf ball in its mouth.
I'm still saying that there's alligator danger where she's taking her next swing.
If you're playing there, you know there's alligators anywhere.
Facts.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a point of life.
A 63-year-old man was caught with 500 pounds of pot while he was driving through Pennsylvania last week after an officer clocked him doing 40 miles an hour in a 70.
What's the problem, officer?
I wasn't speeding.
Broads.
Dumbass.
I don't, like...
Man,
it's so stupid.
It goes the other way too, guys. It's called impeding traffic. And they don't pull you guys enough over enough.
No, they
but
don't.
It is against the rules.
Well, it's, listen, it's one thing. Would you say the speed limit was 70?
70.
Right.
30 miles of the speed limit.
Right. If you're at 70 and you're going 65, I think they might give you a pass.
Yeah, but my 12 over is too much.
But look, you're going 30 miles underneath the speed limit. That cop is pulling you over.
My money also says that he was in the left lane. He just exaggerated.
Right, right. Make it like, even worse.
If you'd have been in the right and you said, like, well, maybe that car's a little bit impaired or whatever, doesn't have it up. But he was in the left lane. This guy was double dumb, I bet.
Yes. A man in Tulsa without a car had to improvise when it came to getting to the airport.
How'd he do that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, it's Steve with Throw Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the question, story a story.
Hello,
Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Oh, we get to talk to Justin and all the voices in his head. Mm-hmm. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here is your story. Now, the video footage of a drunken JetBlue passenger throwing a tantrum, it has, in fact, gone viral. The woman was taking a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport to Las Vegas. But she became upset that she had to sit next to a three-year-old kid. Now, according to the arrest affidavit and the video, the irate 32-year-old said, quote, "I'm not sitting next to an effing three-year-old. I've been drinking all day." Well, a fellow passenger, he shared part of the incident on Twitter, where it racked up about 60,000 views. But in the video, she appears to be talking to someone via FaceTime on her phone while complaining that she, quote, "didn't do anything wrong." Now, other passengers began to film the conversation, and at one point, she spits on the passenger in front of her, who she claims is recording her. Later, the woman shouts at passengers while gathering her things to leave the plane. Quote, "Make this viral. You want to make this viral? Make it viral. What the F did I do? I called someone old because they were? I'll get my bags. I'll take my effing S." Now, according to the police, after the woman exited the terminal, she tried to board the plane again, but a JetBlue agent prevented her from entering the plane. She hit the employee over the head. Long story short, she got arrested at the Florida airport and charged with battery. Do you believe that this lovely woman is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
That's, I'd ask you guys, but I mean, that's got to be a stuck-up white chick for sure.
And you said it was on its way to Vegas, but the flight originated from
Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Vegas.
Fort Lauderdale could be anybody.
Yeah, stuck-up white chick.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. I'm sticking with my answer.
You going to stay with the white final answer?
You got it.
All right, Justin, we're going to find out if she's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to the not-so-friendly skies, I guess. JetBlue passenger upset she had to sit next to a three-year-old kid on the way to Vegas flying from Florida. And she'd said on a Facebook chat with whoever she was talking to, "Look, I've been drinking all day. I don't deserve this. I shouldn't be sitting by this kid."
But she was saying it loudly and with lots of profanity.
Yeah, so the passenger in front started filming the incident. She didn't take too kindly to that. She spit on that person, pushed some passengers around, went out, screamed at the gate agent.
Hit him over the head.
Tried to get on another flight. They wouldn't let her board.
No, she tried to get back on the same plane.
Whatever the deal was, they wouldn't let her back on. And surprisingly, she was arrested.
Yeah, she was a raging drunken lunatic. And the question was this raging lunatic black, white, Mexi, or Jew? The guess was white. In fact, stuck up white chick.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Stuck up Mexi chick.
I can't sit next to a child. I've been drinking.
I'm a 3 years old. F this kid.
I mean, that's just going to get you taken off the plane in no time.
Pretty quickly, yeah.
And plus, like, I don't know, like, nobody wants to sit next to a screaming kid, but it is a bad look to be like, get me away from the kid!
The son of a bitch! Like, Jesus, man, just deal with it.
I almost could handle a three-year-old kid better.
Better than her?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, man.
I've sat beside kids before. Most of the time, they're fine.
Actually, there were two kids.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Making some racket, I want to say, on a flight on Saturday. And again, it's one of those things that occurred to me later, because they weren't my kids. I did not have to do it. Didn't bug me. Did not bug me.
Yep, not my problem.
Like, whatever.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ja Rule. He's a rapper from the 90s, early 2000s. I think he's gotten more famous of late because he was one of the guys behind the Fire Festival, which, of course,
what a great festival.
There's two documentaries now. Ja Rule is an intricate part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So Ja Rule's had some tough. Also, Ja Rule, I should mention, if you don't know any of this stuff, right, Ja Rule was basically on top of the world as far as like rappers go. He had a bunch of songs like Ashanti, Jennifer Lopez, this and that. And then this new up-and-comer named 50 Cent came out and basically ruined his career. It was... I mean, he had a whole song called Wankster that was just about him. He basically called him a grown-up bitch on multiple records and stuff, right? And then
was that pretend or was that real at the time?
Oh, no. He had some beef.
That's it.
With Ja Rule. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's still antagonizing. And then Ja Rule ended up going to jail.
I watch stuff, and it's him and a woman he either dated or tried to sue him, whatever, but he is vicious on those two.
Right. So now, with that said, last time Ja Rule was in town, I went to see him. I mean, there's a lot of party jams in there, I'm not going to lie. So now, I want to say it was the Milwaukee Bucks. They've hired Mr. Rule to do a halftime show, and the audio just doesn't start. Oh, by the way, listen to the end. You can hear the disappointment in his face, in his voice when the audio doesn't start.
They said this is 90s night, so they brought out a 2000 artist.
In there, he just goes, I guess not.
So he didn't perform at all?
No, he did.
Wait for his audio to kick in.
It's halftime. Like, that's kind of the cue to, like, the, hey, start the audio.
What I'm saying is, I'm not really talking to the audience. I want them to think I'm talking to them. I'm saying, yo, man,
there's a guy
start my goddamn music.
Yeah, go watch the video. It's as awkward as it looks at the Men's Room Facebook page. You can see, I'm sure. The Greek Freak, he's out there, like, warming up. Because the performance goes long, so now the players are coming back out.
Jesus Christ.
You notice I didn't try to say Janice's. I didn't even know how to say his name.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Can we just call him the Greek Freak? Does that work? He was the one fighter I liked. I still call her Joanna Champion, even though she's not a champion anymore, because I can't say her last name.
It's a daily struggle.
It is, man. Let's see what else. Yeah, but the Ja Rule thing, he's having a tough year. And I guess not. It kind of reminds me of Jeb Bush. Please clap.
That's as bad as it gets.
Please, just come on.
It can be a light clap. I want to feel like I've done something.
I felt like that with Pence when he did that speech last week. Please clap.
Oh, yeah, dude, I mean,
it was that moment.
I missed that.
He came out with a big, robust speech, talked to an international crowd, man, and it was met with death.
Please clap.
Yeah, there
nothing.
He is.
Nothing.
Classic.
Actually, that's also the same thing you say when the doctor says, look, you have an STD. It's one of these five. Some are worse than others. Please clap.
Yes, just never forget, chlamydia and the clap are different.
That's exactly it.
You want chlamydia.
Why did everybody think they're the same?
Because they both start with C.
I know, but so does chocolate. But I'm not like, no, I don't want chocolate.
They're both sexual diseases that start with C.
Yeah. For some reason, for years, I thought they were the same thing.
So did I.
What was your learning curve?
What do you think? All right, the Oscars were on. There was a lot of things that happened at the Oscars. Number one, there was no host.
And it seemed much easier. I only saw like the last 30 minutes, but I'm like, this is moving along. And no one's trying to be funny, right? And wasting our goddamn time. I'm perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it was different for like the prop bets at my party.
Sure.
Like, because there was no host, so we didn't know how to be there. But, you know, it's the once a year, you got to, you know, I mean, the Grammy party's good. But that Oscar party, you got to press the tux, champagne, caviar. I mean, it was just...
Who did your clothes?
Armani.
Yeah. First name I can think of. That's who did. You know what I mean? Target. Hell, I don't know.
That's all right. Mike showed up in a tux from Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, but you know Mike rolls. Yeah. He probably slept in that thing.
Right.
But he had to lose 15 pounds to get fitted.
I was texting Mike last night. I was like, make sure you mention how fun my Oscar party is. He's like, okay.
Sure, man.
Right. So the Oscars were on. I thought one of the cooler things was actually one of my favorite skits ever from Saturday Night Live. Was, I'm blanking on now, Dana Carvey, Wayne's World.
Mike Myers.
So,
yes.
Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. It was a skit. It became a movie. There was Wayne's World, Wayne's World 2. So Mike Myers and Dana Carvey were there, and they kind of had a mini reunion.
We're not worthy! I think I'm gonna hurl! Don't hurl, because if you honk, I'll spew. And if you spew, I'll blow chunks. So I shall not hurl.
Good call, good call. But seriously, Bohemian Rhapsody played a large part in the success of Wayne's World. We're humbled to be associated with that brilliant song.
They still thought they were joking.
I mean, look. I never heard that song until I saw Wings. I mean, I'm sure I heard it somewhere, yeah, but it never had an impact.
It wasn't memorable, all right, to a lot of people, depending on your age, right? Miles and I are old enough, you grew up. But, right, a lot of people get introduced to it. They made that scene fun, and I am convinced, beyond anything, right, that the reason they named this particular movie Bohemian Rhapsody, in spite of all the different titles you could use, is because of that. I really do. Yeah. I mean, I might be dead wrong, but I just feel like, look, with all the different songs that came up from Queen, and there's a lot of songs that charted better than that one, but you say Bohemian Rhapsody, and just because of Wayne's World, it almost makes people happy to hear it.
That era also, people kind of just had their band, and their band was their band, so you go to somebody's house and they have Zeppelin posters.
Right,
or they
were
a Pink Floyd person, or they could be even like a Peter Frampton person.
Sure,
or ELO,
with the one poster he put
or
out.
Boston, or whatever the hell it was. I had a few friends that were hardcore Queen fans.
But no one really
everyone just kind of liked Queen, but it wasn't that
they weren't your band, but you liked
Queen. But now that you go back and you listen to Queen, you're like, this is brilliant stuff. But at the time, it was just so much good stuff. I mean, I hate to say that, but there was a lot of good stuff at that time.
So Radio Gaga.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you.
Which is ironic enough, too, because Lady Gaga is named after Radio Gaga, which is Steve's favorite song to hate from Queen, but that's how she got her name.
I don't love to hate it.
And they're both sitting there being,
and
it was just
drops,
ironically
yeah,
enough.
I know,
night,
think
know?
About that.
But they dropped Gaga a couple times. Because like most people, that movie I watched recently, so I've been listening to more Queen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that is where she got her name.
Well, they said
there's another song they say something about.
She was talking to, I don't know, it's like her agent or something at the time. But anyway, autocorrect changed what he put. He was looking for the song from Queen was the point. And his phone came back like, you're looking, or I think it was Google. They had something like Lady Gaga. And she was like, I like that name. Honest to God. And that's what happened. Because of Queen. So yeah, it was a little weird.
Your Pomani Brothers sandwich and said, let's do it.
And tell your great Bradley Cooper exactly. Is, if there's 100 sandwiches and you only get to eat one of them, let that sandwich be the best sandwich you're going to eat.
Lady Gaga and Spike Lee both picked up their first Oscars.
Which is weird to think.
Lady Gaga got hers for the course for her adapted screenplay of the Black Klansman.
Yes. Yes. It was fantastic.
Right. No, she won for Best Original Song. Shallow, which, by the way, is not Swallow.
I like this song already.
No wonder they look so charismatic together. They were singing about a bird.
It didn't. They did a whole film where they're supposed to be like falling in love with each other, right?
Yeah, more or less, I guess. Yeah.
I didn't see it, but like, all right, they might have some on-screen chemistry. Like, they made a movie where they were supposed to be in love. Like, they've been acting like this for a while.
Yeah. People are freaking out. I'm like, you know, they're actors, right?
Yeah.
And then they're doing a performance in front of other actors. You understand, like, that's what you do. Jesus Christ.
What
did you know that Sylvester Stallone actually got along with Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, right?
I saw the movie. They hated each other.
That guy, Remy Malek?
Yeah.
Yeah. He won for Best Actor for playing Freddie Mercury.
And most dynamic personality.
Yeah, I didn't see that far.
He's like a guy you would like because he's probably not a bad guy. You know what? And it's not that he's this annoying. He is how he is. And he seems like a very, very pleasant guy. And I know I'm a cynic and like to scream at people. We probably wouldn't get along, but I feel like if he was your coworker, he's the equivalent of the camel from the Geico ad. All right? So it's not that he's not obnoxious. It's just if you know he's walking to your cubicle, you just kind of grit your teeth like, God damn it.
Hump day!
Remy's going to be here, and he's going to be so pleasant about it, you want him to go away. Hey, man, I appreciate the fact. No, I just want to be honest with you, okay? You know, I've been here for 3 months now, and I notice you make coffee every day for everyone to do. And listen, you do a great job, and I think it's outstanding. And on some level, you'd feel good about this. But then finally, you want to turn around and be like, shut up! It's coffee!
Yeah.
I know you're a good guy, but God damn it, I hate that.
Just leave me alone, dude.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're happy. Okay.
Yeah, like we were saying, Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not, I wasn't the biggest Queen fan, and I didn't know the story, so I thought it was pretty good. But sure, if you're a super Queen fan, you might want a little more in depth. The only thing notice that I've been joking about all day is it's like they obviously kind of glossed over the drug use stuff and everything.
Yeah, I mean, what are you
like,
gonna?
It takes forever to be like, yeah, he's actually gay. And then it's like they cover the drug stuff very lightly. And I'm just like, hey, the guy's like legendary for his parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I just got to see the movie. I don't know yet. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of these movies because for the first time in a long time, there's a bunch of movies out there now that I've just seen the previews for from this, whatever. And I actually do want to see a lot of them. And you can complain and bitch about
one
side or the other.
Well, the one story, it was, believe it or not, when Miles and I first met, I want to say one for Best Picture. The Green Book. And Miles would drive me around different radio stations. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have me on it, yeah. Miles and I forged an unlikely friendship.
White tough guy.
Yeah. And I was a talented black man.
Yes, exactly.
And we didn't get along at first.
Right, exactly.
But it turned out, Miles did all the driving, I'm like, cool.
But I drove him all over the black areas of Baltimore, and we didn't get shot.
So you buy his drugs without getting hurt. True thing.
Yeah, speaking of tough guys, Jason Momoa.
Aquaman.
Yeah. Aquaman has a lot of hair. Aquaman wore like a pink velvet suit that had a matching scrunchie on his arm.
He can. What are you going to say?
How can you hate that guy, right? Everybody loves that guy.
I'm with you. Everybody likes him and stuff, but everybody's like, oh my God, the scrunchie's bad. Like, yeah, they're Jessup. Giant Aquaman. Can wear that.
Right.
And he's got all that hair.
Yeah. Well, guys, came
everybody
and guys,
else,
he's
like,
huge.
Guys,
you're in Hollywood. It's like, man, it doesn't matter.
Guys wear dresses to this thing.
Spike
Who cares?
Lee looked like the dude I don't want to talk to at the bus stop.
Pharrell wore shorts.
I know, so I'm saying camo. You wear camo shorts to work. He wore them to the Oscars.
Right, with like low top.
And he looked fine. I mean, it doesn't
Doc
matter.
Doc Martens or something.
Who's the one that everyone likes who's the country? Casey Musgraves? Better name. She came on this thing and looked like, I mean, a Cinderella ball. Like it was about her that night. I'm like, at the Oscars, you can wear whatever you want.
Jennifer Lopez was a sexy disco ball.
She dated a guy who dated a steroid user. Looked like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is the Oscars. I mean, if you're going to dress up and wear something crazy,
do it.
Go in.
That's your night.
Yeah. I mean, again.
I'm Aquaman.
Yeah, well, people are just like, he's bringing the scrunchie back. I'm like, who?
I don't know. Man.
Yeah, like, how many dudes are bringing that scrunchie back?
He can bring back any thing he wants when you're that goddamn big. Yeah, it's a scrunchie.
You can
player.
Do anything you want, and the internet will somehow figure a way to just tear it all down.
I do agree with you. Some of the stuff that happened, you know, like Chris Evans is kind of catching heat for
escorting a woman up on stage, which he had done numerous times before.
Yeah, he's sitting right there. It was Regina King.
But
right?
You have to remember this.
Like, I would like to escort her anywhere.
Yeah, and half the time, it's not just a woman. A woman doesn't need help walking up steps. A woman needs help getting to her seat wearing this dress that you made her wear
right.
For this night to look like that. So just to get up, just to pick it up so she doesn't fall on her face.
I'll tell you right now, she's wearing flats and a pair of shorts. He's not helping her up there. He gets it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you try to be a gentleman.
I'm in
it's
a rental,
not always about
I'm a rental tux. Like, I can still pull this off, but I can't imagine walking around in that
If
thing.
It were my mother, I would be happy that Chris Evans was kind enough to grab my mom and help her up. I'd say, not, oh, he thinks my mom is weak.
If it was my wife, whoever the hell it
he
is.
He may like, have been raised right. Who
you're
knows?
Wearing that. That's not what you normally wear to walk anywhere. Like, this is one of those nights where don't fall on your face when you win an award. I thought that was pretty nice.
That's Jennifer Lawrence did it.
And the guy from Bohemian Rhapsody, he fell off the stage.
He did.
It's okay, though. It's okay. Guys, you designed a beautiful stage. This truly, this is my bad.
I just like the picture
it was a
of him,
magical fall.
Of him standing there with paramedics, and you see the Oscar just kind of laying on the stage. Like, he fell off the kind of, like,
they'll give
the
another one.
I think that's awesome. Good for him. Jesus, I can't believe I'm going to read this. What TV show,
how the Kardashians and the Jenner family loves being on TV.
You think?
So what TV show do you think could enrage them?
You mean make them mad?
Make them mad.
Reading Rainbow. Anything on PBS.
I was going to say Frontline. Something that involves...
All right, that's what you would think.
Frontline's a little above their pay grade.
Nova would blow their mind to know that that thing up in the sky is really a planet.
So the creator of The Bachelorette is saying that he was in contact with Kris Jenner about getting Khloe on the show, but then Kim Kardashian tweeted...
Over my dead mustache!
Oh, fake effing news big time. So then he, of course, was like, well, I wanted to get Khloe, not you. Basically, they're just, like, ripping on The Bachelorette. Like, oh, she would never do that. And then, like, they said, like...
She'll put out a sex tape at 16 and let people watch it, but she would never steal
yeah,
that
I'm way. Not clickbait. Stop you here for my lawyers, Howard Sensen.
Exactly what you are.
You are clickbait. And look, I'm not even faulting
that's
you
okay,
for it.
Good but like, for you. You're very successful right, at it, but that's what you do.
You get paid to be clickbait.
You don't date just like Joe at Burger King. You know, you like, pick somebody and go, like, that will be my next entity that I go through.
And it's Khloe, from what I could tell, you got to be an NBA player.
Well, whatever it exactly. is, there's a formula behind
exactly.
it. You
know? Not a tall black guy, an NBA player. He's also a tall black guy. Mm-hmm. But specifically, no, that's part of her deal, but you still got to be in the NBA.
She's not dating Jeremy Lin.
I'm not dating, right? Exactly.
Mean, come on.
Wally Zerbiak.
Right, exactly. Like, right. Those guys are all the European players are like, what about us?
Like, oh, no.
I came all
no,
this way no. from France.
Except for Tony Parker. He's just, I've already been there.
I'm sure our buddy the Greek Freak has a chance. Gianna, like, jeez, man. Yeah, I read this today. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. They're pissed at The Bachelorette for being like, oh, we almost had Khloe. And sorry, Khloe, but like, you guys use your boyfriend cheating on you, like, in the show.
That's right.
Like, people kind of know your relationship status. I mean, the only thing worse than her and Tristan Thompson is the damn Offset and Cardi B. Like, I like both those people, but I don't care. That's why I was saying to Robin last week, like, everybody know, you know this couple in real life. They break up. They get back together. Yeah, they break up. Like, right. All right, just because you're famous doesn't make it more exciting.
And then they ran into each other at the club, and they were both with different people.
Yeah, and honestly, like, why not go on The Bachelorette? It'd probably be a win-win for both.
At least this way you know who you're choosing from instead of your usual routine of spreading your legs
But again, if it was a bunch of NBA players, or whatever right? the deal is, like whatever's in
done
the wheelhouse.
Done and done.
Like, sure, I'll do that.
Just NBA, be next Bachelor ass.
They probably don't pay enough, too. I mean, considering what she makes.
Yeah, I'm with you. It seemed like a reasonable show.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There we go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Right, here we go. Rusted to Florida. A couple decides to hell with it and has sex in the backseat of a patrol car. Meanwhile, in Florida, an ex-con now behind bars after assaulting girlfriend with a cookie that he got from a jar. To Louisiana, where burglar is arrested busting into places wearing a gorilla suit. Meanwhile, woman flying from Australia gets home and finds a python in her boot. And a Boston bank robber are caught, wanted to blow up a bank. They are 14 and 15 years old. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my
car. All right, our top story. We go to Tulsa, where a man needed to get to the airport but didn't have a car. He resorted to taking a Pepsi truck that was in the middle of a delivery, taking off and spilling cans of Pepsi all over the road. He needed to go and get into a fight with his girlfriend or something like that. He was eventually tracked down by police after they followed basically the cans that were all over the road and arrested him on multiple charges, which got worse after he tried to escape from jail.
Damn.
This guy's a genius.
Ta-da!
In other news, let's go to Georgia, where a woman's passion for pie got her into trouble. That sounded so much cooler when I wrote it.
That sounds so bad.
She's passionate about pie.
She loves that pie.
Pie's pretty tasty.
Yeah. I was saying too much.
We have that in common.
Uh-huh.
passionate. That's the word I'm looking for here.
She ate that pie.
Any kind of pie, to be honest with you. Yeah, you're right. I like meat pies, yeah, cherry pies.
That's right.
Coconut cream. I like coconut
there
cream.
You go.
Mississippi mud pie, cold pie, hot pie.
As long as it's not lemon meringue pie. She had ordered a delicious apple pie from McDonald's and was told that there weren't any ready and that she would have to wait about 5 minutes.
That's not happening.
After learning that she would not be getting the pie for free because of the wait, the woman flew into a rage, swearing and insulting the employee, and she was arrested.
Jeez, what is it with people of fast food?
I really don't get it.
I want my apple pie.
Yeah. She went there just for an apple. She's had a terrible day. It's got to be.
What do you mean there's no fish sandwiches? Oh, give me an apple pie then.
You know what, Miles? You're right. I feel like it's like I take a fish sandwich, an apple pie.
A small coffee.
Small
decaf.
Coffee.
Decaf. Decaf. Decaf.
And it would never be a large coffee.
No.
Decaf.
What's with the small coffee? How did you both get on the small coffee?
It's just it's a thing when you get older, you just get small coffee.
Yeah, there's a certain set of people.
Like, as you're young, you drink big Vintis and larger coffees, and then as life goes on, you shorten that cup of coffee. And even though it doesn't have caffeine anymore because you get a decaf, you still get the small one. I can't explain it either. It's almost like, why don't you get an espresso? Just get it over with.
I am right there because I can drink nearly a pot of coffee in a day.
Yeah, exactly. But not when you're like 65. It's like, a small coffee, a fish sandwich.
It upsets my stomach.
I also have to go do stuff. Like, most of these people are like retired. So, I mean, they could spend an hour sipping this one small coffee.
In a booth alone.
Right? I drink a big one, I'll poop myself.
I might do that now.
The caffeine gives me runny stools.
Exactly.
Old people have this need to share every medical.
I love fish with cheese on it.
But I can't do it no more.
An officer has been disciplined after footage showed him allowing a couple get a little frisky in his car.
Oh, come on.
The pair were arrested on theft charges from a Walmart and kissed and cuddled while they were on the way to jail. Even Barry White can't get enough of your love with playing
on the
radio.
Can't get enough of your love.
Know your constituents.
The officer allowed them to have a smoke in the car before going into jail, at which time the pair began to have sexual contact. You'll never guess where that classy story came from.
Florida.
Here you go. Have a smoke.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like letting somebody have a cigarette before you put them in jail isn't that hard, but letting them hook up.
Yeah.
That's why I needed the cigarette. Hard.
He stepped out of the car, too. He's like, take a minute.
Gonna dry my hands off. Oh, they said they were getting handsy.
An ex-con has been arrested after he assaulted his girlfriend. He has previously served 3 prison sentences from offenses ranging from grand theft to trafficking. He was most recently arrested after he got into a fight with his girlfriend that led to him throwing and hitting her in the head with a, quote, hard piece of cookie.
Oh, come on, Mike. You're just setting him up today.
Famous Amos to the face!
You were taking cookies to the face, and there's pie enthusiasts.
Otis Spunkermeyer,
passionate pie eaters.
Passionate pie eaters, my bad.
Otis Spunkermeyer
to the face.
We'll say Famous Amos does have the crunchier cookie, but they're fantastic.
Yeah, that probably would hurt more.
You'll never guess where that story came from.
Florida.
Correct.
Good job. Keep it coming, Florida.
Just anything to get that man arrested. He hit her with a cookie. Like, she was so done with him that she pressed charges for throwing a cookie. No shortage of weird in the news today. Police in Louisiana were called to a neighborhood after there were multiple reports of a man wearing a black suit peering into people's windows. Police found the man and chased him into a nearby residence where he attempted to hide. They eventually found him hiding under the homeowner's bed, and that's when they discovered that the black suit was actually a gorilla costume. No, they did not shoot him on sight. Damn it. He was arrested and charged with multiple offenses.
Harambe!
I always think to Jim Belushi in Trading Places in that gorilla suit. Anytime I hear somebody in a gorilla suit, it's the one thing that always comes to my head for whatever reason.
Okay.
You got to see the movie, but
I guess
you'll understand.
I guess I do. It has happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Reddit.
We're not going to make the time.
Man versus beast.
All right, maybe we have a little bit of time. A Scottish woman on vacation in Australia got a bit of a scare after she found a snake in her hotel room. She went to go get her family for help, but they had lost the snake by the time that she had gone back. It had just disappeared. Unfortunately for her, the snake had come back to haunt her after she got home from vacation and found that it had taken refuge in one of her boots.
You got a boot snake. That's the problem.
After she freaked out, they took the boot outside
this
and called RSPCA.
This skin seems familiar.
Remember me?
Warm and toasty.
But the thing is, they said the python is harmless, but you look at the picture of this snake in this boot, and you're like, man, oh man, right. That would freak you the hell out.
Most tarantulas are harmless. I'm going to have a very adverse reaction if I look at my shoe and there's one looking at me with those eight fuzzy ass
eyes. Miles, it's not harmless. It's still a snake. That's it for headlines with that. My talk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Sit and Spin. Ask the Men's Room is back, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, and that may or may not be true. We'll find out tomorrow. Until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.